Good afternoon. I'm happy to welcome you to conference call of Astarta Holding. Today, the company will discuss the 2018 financial results. Astarta is represented by the CEO, Mr. Viktor Ivanchyk, CFO, Mr. Viktor Gladky, and the IR team. So now, with no further delay, let me hand over to the management for a short presentation.
Thank you, Marcin, for introduction. Good afternoon, everybody. We would like to present performance results of Astarta Holding N.V. for 2018. Company amounted revenue of €372, from which 56% were channels for export sales. The agriculture segment, business segment, was a key contributor to the group annual performance in 2018. This segment, as you have seen from report, delivered the revenue of €197, or 34% of consolidated revenues. The company significantly improved yields of corn and sunflower and harvested first in the history volume of crops more than 1 million tons. In the reporting period, the company continued the development of silo and transport infrastructure due to the lack of country infrastructure. In 2018, three newly built elevators accepted and shipped in-house produced grain, as well as provided services to the local partners. Launched in 2015, the silo investment program was for the construction of the 500,000 tons of storage capacity and will be completed this year. In addition, Astarta began the process of forming its own rolling stock, which will help optimize logistics, especially during peak season. Sugar business segment contributed 32% to the group's revenues, amounted €119 million. In 2018, domestic sugar market remained oversupplied, and pressing local prices down. The same was, as you know, was happening in global markets. Steel company managed to secure a strong level of export of 40% in volume terms. Almost 121,000 tons of high-class white sugar were sold primarily to Uzbekistan, partially to European Union and Asia. Soybean processing business segment in the reporting period grew revenue by 2% to €74 million. It's 20% of the group's revenue. A significant part of revenue was generated by export, which stood at 77% in volume terms. In 2018, soy processing plant processed over 215,000 tons of soybean that secured second position in the Ukrainian market, with 18% share. At the same time, with sugar segment, company remains a leader in sugar industry in Ukraine. Despite unfavorable pricing environment for the sugar and declining performance in 2018, company is prepared for 2019 challenges. The company revised investment program, adjusted its commercial policy and structure of expenses. This 2019 is not yet clear with the trends on sugar markets or commodity market. However, we expect that company will manage its cost structure and financing needs in the due form. Thank you for attention. This is a short presentation, and please go with questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. The first question today comes from Martin Newark of IPO EMEA. Martin, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have several questions. Maybe I will go one by one. Could you please provide an outlook on domestic sugar price in Ukraine and a possible trigger for improvement on your sugar operations, and a comment concerning the area under sugar beet for 2019 and how it may improve? How do you plan to plant sugar beet this year?
Доброго дня всім. Дякую за інтерес до компанії, за присутність на нашому конференц-дзвінку.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for participation in conference call and interest to our company.
Бачим, твій вопрос правильний, дуже по суті. Ми оцінюємо баланс сахара в этом году как приблизительно приближающийся к балансу, поскольку производство сахара в этом году должно существенно уменьшиться по сравнению с прошлым годом.
Martin, thank you very much for your question. It's very correct, and we expect that this year in the local market will be balance of production and demand. And we will have, due to the decrease of, as we see, production of sugar based on the production of planting area for sugar beets.
Тобто на сьогоднішній день продовжується експорт, правда він зменшується, але ми оцінюємо, що в цьому році також буде близько 300 тисяч тонн цукру експортовано до першого вересня.
At the same time, we expect that export will be continuing from Ukraine, and around 300,000 tons will be exported by 1st September 2018.
В той час, коли посіви цукрового буряку, на наш погляд, будуть суттєво скорочені, і на сьогоднішній день ми прогнозуємо, що буде посіяно порядка 200 тисяч гектарів порівняно з 280 тисячами гектарів минулого року.
Yeah, we forecast that sugar beet planting area will be decreased significantly to 200,000 hectares. It's in comparison with 280,000 hectares previous year.
І таким чином вже під кінець маркетингового року цього року це липень-серпень, ми очікуємо вирівнювання цін з очікуванням дефіциту цукру на кінець наступного маркетингового року.
So our expectations that in July, August will be adjustment of prices on local markets and probably with some deficit in season 2019-2020.
Okay, thank you. And do you plan to slow down your sales until the moment of rebound of the pricing, or do you plan to proceed with the seasonal pattern of sales going forward for the first and the second quarter? First is already completed.
Компанія традиційно присутня на ринку цукру, тому ми безумовно будемо продовжувати співпрацю з нашими ключовими покупцями.
Our company is traditionally present all the time in the market, and we will be working with our key consumers.
Але безумовно, порівняно з минулим роком, об'єми продаж цукру менші.
But naturally that in comparison with last year, we have significantly less sales per month.
Ми очікуємо, що в кінці другого кварталу і особливо в третьому кварталі об'єми продаж цукру будуть значно вищі, ніж сьогодні.
And we expect that at the end of the second quarter and during third quarter, volumes of sales per month will be higher than at the moment.
Okay, thanks. The second topic is the transportation costs, which almost exploded just recently. And what is the outlook for following years for the transportation costs?
Okay, the transportation costs. Marcin, thank you for the question, because it's really a hot topic in Ukrainian realities. We have two components of this question. First of all, Ukrainian railroads, which are monopolist on the local market on railroads transportation, they are continuously increasing tariffs. Last year, when we analyzed our, you know, trend on our transport costs, we see that in different our areas of transportation, we see the increase due to the change of tariffs from 30% to 50%. It's one area which is reflected in your reporting, and we see from your comments as well. Second, we have as well sales and logistic cost change, and that is deriving from our FOB basis of sales at the moment, because we have transloading costs in the ports, and this is contributes significantly to the sales and storage increase, but it's offset by the price which we get from FOB basis.
Okay, thanks. Do you believe that the state monopoly may introduce another series of hikes in current year?
Could you repeat your questions once more? Because
do you believe that state monopoly operator may or owner of rail cars may proceed with another tariff hikes for 2019?
It's again a challenging question. With regards policy of railroads, there is industrials and industrial and discussion on different level, starting from the government level to the industrial unions. At the moment, around, if I'm correct in numbers, around 80,000 wagons now belongs to private companies. And Ukrainian railroads, they have around 140,000. So a lot of private businesses took responsibility for the country infrastructure and their shoulders in order to secure their business. This is why Astarta was forced as well to make acquisition of 200 wagons this year, last year, in order to secure our peak delivery of our crops to the ports. At the same, with regards monopoly on rail tracks and locomotives, this is no discussion yet in the country for that it could be privatized. So we understand that only wagons is the area where it's possible private involvement of private business.
Okay, great. And the last thing is, could you please provide more color regarding your debt situation and the breach covenant? At which debt level do you think that banks might reconsider their position in terms of further continuation of financing your operation?
Yeah, thank you. It's a separate question, because it's really it's from outside and analyst perspective, it's alarming. Company have faced such situation in the past several times and proved that it could manage such risk accordingly, being a reliable partner for the banks. So we are in permanent touch contact with the banks on a monthly basis, and we update our forecast of our budget and our financial model for the year. So as of today, as you saw from our reports, we got all waivers from all banks, and we got support that banks are planning to continue cooperation with us this 2018, understanding challenges of sugar market, and understanding a strong balance sheet position of the company, because you can realize that our current assets exceeds our current and long-term obligations. So company is solvency is very, very strong. However, from point of view of the current debt pressure, we have to be very, very cautious in terms of our expense side, and this is why company look at their investment policy accordingly. So we decrease significantly our plans which we had previously, and we still will invest into the remaining infrastructure projects which was initiated last year in order to complete the silo grain program, which is not significant and partially to the wagons. And two-thirds have to be invested into this part of the, of the infrastructure projects. And the maintenance, it will be only one-third. It's around roughly $13 million this year in order to have cushion for our liquidity. So we are, at the moment, still believe that despite this level of debt, company is a responsible borrower, could manage agreements with the banks in order to pass this period till the moment where prices and expense side will be adjusted to the normal levels.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Natalia Shivakotsky from Dragon Capital. Natalie, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the presentation. A couple of clarifications from my side. Could you please clarify the total outlook for CapEx for 2019 year, please?
Yeah, we have 33 million euros, from which, as I mentioned, 20 is still for the completion of the initiated project of last year, and 13 is for maintenance CapEx.
Thank you very much. And
would like to finish. So all this investment capex was secured and is secured by long-term investment financing from the banks.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you very much. One question on cost side, please. Given the recent weakness in gas prices internationally, was company able to secure gas supply for the next sugar processing season for this year?
If you could clearly articulate questions regarding the gas, because we don't see yet any issues with the gas supply to the industry. So what could you probably re-articulate your question?
I mean, the gas prices were quite low for a couple of months, so probably company could fix this low prices for the sugar processing season that will start from September this year.
Дуже багато такої необхідності. Я думаю, що прогнози на ціни на газ на кінець цього року і на сезон торгівлі вони достатньо стабільні, і ми не бачимо необхідності попередньої купівлі яких-небудь суттєвих обмінних газ.
We don't see necessity to buy gas right now because we see a forecast of industry consumption and forecast of future supply. So our belief that we will be able with normal levels buy it before season.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your.
To ask a question, that's star followed by one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Victor Marcel of Entrade. Victor, please go ahead.
I'm Viktor Marchenko, and my question is, what is the company going to do to improve profitability this year?
Будемо робити все необхідне для того, щоб покращити ефективність наших працівних процесів. Ми зараз працюємо над зменшенням собівартості основних видів нашої продукції. І, безумовно, як і завжди, будемо прикладати всі зусилля для підвищення енергоефективності наших цукрових заводів і роботи своєї переробного заводу.
You know, this probably will this answer will sound general, but it's efficiency of our operational process, of energy saving during our sugar season, and the same approach to the soya processing plant.
Можемо одні з небагатьох в нашому сегменті бізнесу, які зараз дуже активно впроваджує систему бережливого виробництва Lean. І ми цю систему почали впроваджувати ще в кінці минулого року, але це не швидкий процес. Тим не менше, ми дуже великі надії покладаємо на цю технологію, оскільки дуже велика кількість наших працівників і спеціалістів-виконавців включені в цю роботу.
Yes, for sure we are focused on the cost efficiency, cost savings, so we are implementing, starting from last year, Lean concept in order to involve maximum quantity of our managers and employees in the efficiency and saving process.
Крім цього, ми почали запроваджувати програму IT-систему, яка дозволить набагато глибше контролювати всі процеси, операційні процеси в компанії, контролювати ріст і стан посівів в режимі реального часу і дозволить нам приймати рішення по виправленню тих чи інших хиб в процесі, коли ще не буде пізно.
Yeah, at the same time, we implemented this year IT, special IT modules for agriculture production. It's a scouting module which will allow us to monitor vegetation of process and have quite real-time measures in order to fix some problems which could arise during this agricultural process.
Я вважаю, що менеджмент компанії максимально мобілізований сьогодні і націлений на значне покращення виробничих операційних показників.
We believe that management is completely focused, mobilized, and focused on achieving operational, efficient operational and financial results.
І попередні показники результатів посівної кампанії, яка в цьому році проходить максимально організовано, значно краще, ніж в попередні роки. Я не пам'ятаю, щоб на цю дату ми практично на завершенні вже посівів цукрового буряку. Ми в найближчі дні завершимо посіви соняшнику. Ми розпочали посів сої. Також би прогнозуємо значно швидші і коротші терміни посіву кукурудзи. Також в досить гарному стані, значно кращому, чим ми очікували, стан озимої пшениці.
Yeah, this planting season is well organized in the company. We remember even that by this time we already almost finished our sugar beet planting. We have very good sunflower planting process. Then we expect that corn will be planted as much shorter period as before, and condition of our winter crop is very well at the moment.
Ну і непогодні умови цього року викликають такі оптимістичні очікування, тому що досить гарна погода, достатньо вологи, і ми будемо сподіватися, що наступні погоди не призведуть до якихось несподіванок.
So and till now weather conditions are favorable, so we expect that we will have enough humidity in order to secure a good crop. Thank you.
As a reminder, it's star one to ask a question. We currently have no further questions registered.
Колеги, дуже вам дякую за участь в нашому конференц-дзвінку. Я не перебільшую, коли кажу, що наш менеджмент сфокусований на досягненні значних позитивних результатів. І впевнений, що цей сезон буде значно краще, ніж багато попередніх.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for participation in this conference call. We don't exaggerate that our management is focused on getting the best results in the current season.
Дякую і до зустрічі на конференці.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, and meeting you next conference call. Thank you very much.